Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth. Just a laugh. And me, Craig Hazel.
Just a laugh.
It is game week 23. Ash obviously had a hilarious game week. All will be revealed in the next hour or so,
yeah,
I presume.
Why not?
So it should be all right.
I'm excited to find out why he's so happy.
Hello, everybody.
I don't know why he's so happy, because the first game we're going to talk about from game week 23 is Chelsea versus Leicester, which finished 0-0, which Ash finds bloody hilarious.
Oh, well, Chilwell got fucking sent off, didn't he?
Chilwell got sent off.
The best thing ever. Craig missed it.
Yeah, something that we talked about when you were in Australia, Craig. Very much like when we spent an hour calling Rushton. we could just call him Rushton for an hour. It was similar with Chilwell. We were both calling him Chigwell. Which sounds like the town where Postman Pat lives. Well, I was saying,
oh, there's a guy who plays for Leicester. He's fucking terrible. And his name's like something like Chilwell or Chigwell.
No, you didn't say Chilwell or Chigwell. You just said Chigwell. And then we're both going, Chigwell? What sort of cat's called fucking Chigwell?
And then somebody replied back saying the next week, saying, well, I think you find the number one player in the world.
Yeah.
Brought fucking Chilwell in.
Brilliant.
And then he is fucking dog shit.
Yeah, well, red card.
Chilwell is obviously the Leicester City fullback. Chigwell is where Birds of a Feather was set.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
That was the whole joke. Oh, was it? Yeah. Like a meta in jokes.
Exactly.
That was the joke. It was nothing to do with the fact that you didn't know what it's... I mean, the Marcus Rashford being rushed and was much worse, it has to be said.
That was, because that lasted for an hour.
New listeners should dig that out.
We called the episode Rushed an Hour, for fuck's sake. It's rushed an hour. It's like Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, isn't it? I'll tell you what.
To be fair, who the fuck knew who Chilwell was till we we scouted him, basically.
Not even his mum.
Everyone knew who he was. But anyway, it was only cards, really, that game provided. Kante, yellow. No one's really got him. But Morata gets a yellow. He's really proving awful for fantasy football, isn't he?
Yeah.
Morata. The goals have gone. The cards have come in. So what's he doing?
Well, I called him the only dead cert striker in the game at one point.
Yeah.
When he was the only one that was really scoring, I think it's after his first six or seven game weeks, he scored about six or seven. I was like, oh, yeah, because Kane was blanking, Lukaku was blanking.
Yeah.
Or it was just when Lukaku had started to blank. And he banged in a hat-trick on game week six or whatever. And I was like, yeah, he's the one to have. And then since then...
Yeah, he got 6-6, didn't he?
I've had him on and off.
It's one of those where he is with the whole like reshaping of football formations and midfielders being kind of a fluid position now. In terms of FPL, Chelsea's one of those clubs that only has two registered forwards. One of them's Batshuayi, he's not going to get a game. One of them's Morata. So everyone had him because it was like, it's great. And there's a few like that. But his points return in the last however many weeks. He got a goal against Brighton, but that's his only goal since game week 15.
Fucking hell, that's mad. And he obviously not made any better by the sitters that he missed.
Yeah.
It was the Arsenal game, wasn't it? He just kept missing one-on-ones. Was it the Arsenal game? I can't remember.
There was talk of him being booed by sections of the support already. So,
really?
Yeah, it's not gone well. 0-0 there.
How much did they buy him for? Can you remember?
I don't actually know. We can find out, obviously, during this. But it was... It was obviously a big sign. He is a good player. It's one of those, though. He is a good player. He's got good record everywhere else. He didn't play much for Madrid, but he scored goals for them.
Yeah.
So
it's weird, isn't it?
Still 15% pick, though.
All season, Chelsea have been weird, though, haven't they? They've not like done anything and just swapping around. And like Fabregas has started playing pretty regularly, but still, Willian hasn't. I think I was looking at to get him in this week.
I love Willian.
I was like looking at how his form was or whatever. He scored 17 points. So I think he got a goal and two assists. Maybe like two game weeks ago. Or so like three now.
Mm.
And then got dropped.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
They're not doing so well that they can afford to have, you know, Chelsea are obviously a classic rotating kind of side. But that's all very well if you're contending for the title, but they're not. Anyone who plays well needs to keep their place. They're currently in fourth, with Tottenham playing quite well again. Liverpool, out of all the teams looking chasing for second place, Liverpool look the most in form. Chelsea won't tolerate fourth off Conte. He'll go. But Morata cost $60 million, by the way, I just looked up. So
60. That is excessive when you think that, you know, Sanchez is poised to go for 25.
It's a contract thing, though, isn't it? Sanchez is, you know, 6 months left on it. It's
very different, yeah.
It's very, very different. But the 0-0, obviously, good for clean sheets. Marcus Alonso earning his money in those kind of games at 7.3 million.
I've had him in Miss Sausage. I've actually got him and Applicator in Miss Sausage, both of them boys. And they're just racking up points.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
So difficult to get Alonso in, though.
It is. Yeah. It's so expensive.
Well, I brought him in back then. A lot cheaper, but I actually started with Alonso in my team this year. My first draft of my team did nothing that first game week, then scored like a couple, and I was like, yes. But the second is one of them, we've spoke about it so many times. The second you don't get a return for a couple of games, you think, he's got to go.
But he hasn't scored less than 6 points since game week 16. So, you know, there's a couple of double figures in there. And it's one of those where the FPL sites actually got their pricing right this year on defenders. Mm. And some positions they don't, but there's four defenders who have got above 100 points in the league, or 100 points, sorry, in the game. It's Valencia, Otamendi, Azpilicueta and Alonso, who are 7.3, 7, 6.5, 6.7. So the most expensive guys are getting those points, which they often get wrong. Yeah. And Valencia's back, obviously, as well.
Yeah, that's right, in a big way. And we'll get to that.
So that's big news. But clean sheets in Chelsea and Leicester. And Leicester, of course, you had Chilwell, got himself sent off.
Craig, I'll stop you there. You mentioned Leicester. I apologise. It is time, obviously, for the biggest feature in British broadcasting for Game Week 23, lads. It is, of course, where's Wellers?
Where the fuck's Wellers?
Ooh.
He's with his squad, looking like a prison boy band.
Oh, yeah.
On Instagram, Wazzle27. He's just chilling out with his mates. Squad, they look like a bunch of lunatics.
They look like that every time I see him, it looks like he's just backstage at a UFC event.
Yeah.
Like they're just
waiting for one of the fighters to get injured, and they go, well, there's no one here that can fill in. And he just steps forward through the smoke and goes, it is my turn.
Because he's French.
He's incredibly French.
Yeah.
He's a deeply French
mate. The mate that he got in a headlock in that photo, if you go on his Instagram, you can have a look. Yeah. Wazzle27. Looks like Steve McDonald from Corrie.
He does look. My aunt used to say, I look like Steve McDonald from Coronation Street.
You look nothing like Steve McDonald.
I look nothing like Steve McDonald.
Like this guy in the picture. Like,
She used to say that, but I think she just used to say stuff just to annoy me.
She said
deliberately.
Just
say horrible things. Like if I'd smoke a cigarette, she'd go, oh, you stink, get out of my house. Stuff like that.
Do you think?
I had a shit in her caravan once, in her toilet, right? When we was on holiday. Right, there was someone in mine. She, you know, we're family. I just popped next door, pooed in her toilet in her caravan. She went absolutely mental. It was in the toilet. She went, oh, God, you ruined the holiday.
Oh,
honest.
My God. That was horrible.
It was in the toilet, like he thinks he gets extra points.
So, I mean, I hit the toilet. It was fine.
Do you think she used to say, you know, I see McDonald's a polite way to ask if you had a drink and drug problem? Because obviously Steve notoriously had that a lot. Look at Steve McDonald on Wazzle27's Instagram.
Check that.
Speaking of shit, Benteke got an assist.
It's not enough, Ash. Palace beat Burnley 1-0. Benteke got an assist. Sacco got a goal, but it's not enough, Ash. He's not good enough. The Benteke code. But I was going to say with Palace, the interesting is they're obviously playing quite well, getting results, but it's still very hard to pick a player who's going to get you points from them, isn't it?
Well, who's your little boyfriend? Zaha. Well, you like him? Bring him in?
Well, he's a good player, but I don't have him.
You don't? You did at one point, though.
I had him for a long time, I don't have him. In my wild card, I shuffled up and brought in Lingard instead.
It's funny, though, because obviously Palace are going from strength to strength. They're doing really, really well now. Roy's really turned it around, but you couldn't pick a particular Palace player.
You'd think it'd be Townsend or Zaha.
I think Townsend probably is their best performing FPL player, I would guess, without looking. I don't know.
He will be.
Don't have to look, no one cares. But I don't know. You couldn't really pick a Palace player.
You wouldn't want to, no. Let's see how it pans out. See how the window goes to them as well, because I think they'll be signing players. West Ham absolutely battered Huddersfield 4-1. Ash, I don't know if you saw that coming. Two for Lanzini, one for Noble, and one for Arnie, who had an absolute blinder of a game.
Yeah, I saw just before the guy brought in Arnautovic a couple of weeks ago, and just before the game, I saw it was like 90% of people had captained Harry Kane.
Yeah,
and then one guy had captained Arnautovic. And I was like, oh, that's cheeky. Mm. And then as the goals were flooding in.
He scored 6 in 8 now.
Has he?
That's decent return, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely, when everyone's starting to wildcard now, he's going to get picked up a lot.
And he's midfielder in it, isn't
he? Yeah, exactly.
He was my second, after Lingard, he was my second wildcard definite that I brought in.
He's my second love.
He's my second love, but yeah, for 16 points, I bloody do love him. So he was a big part of why I did well this week. And I think if you're a wild card, and he's very hard to ignore, it looked like at one point it already his West Ham career just wasn't going to work out. It looked like it was. There were like pundits were saying he was walking around the pitch, like sulking, getting hauled off.
Apparently, him and Bilic didn't get on. Bilic hated him.
It showed.
And now Moyes loves him.
Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? But he's such a weird guy. Do you see when he scored? When he got the assist? And it looked super fucked off.
Really? He was annoyed with himself?
Well, like, annoyed that he hadn't... It was just like, everyone ran off to celebrate, and he was like...
Because Andy Carroll had picked him in FBL, and he was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Carroll. That is it.
But he was always a good player, so it's good to see him scoring again, especially as he's in my team. But 6 and 8 is an astonishing statistic, really, considering where West Ham were 10 games ago.
See, they're a team that's turning it round, but you can pick individual players, unlike Palace.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
really.
Like, Arnautovic or Lanzini are both good picks.
Yeah,
although that was Lanzini's first goal since, what, like game week 11 or something?
He got a hat-trick of assists in 18, though.
It's not a goal, mate. You can get 10 assists, doesn't equal a goal. Simple as that.
With more points.
Yeah, but we're talking about goals, mate.
It's all my goals. Elsewhere, we got Newcastle drew with Swansea, one of Ash's little sausages, Hossaloo.
Yeah. Jusalu. Yes.
Gets a goal.
Lovely.
And he's kind of your shit heap third striker, isn't he?
He is indeed, yeah. Him. And he got double bonus point as well.
Double bonus point.
An interesting one, double bonus point.
That's an interesting way of counting to two. It's double one. I've got to, how many cheeseburgers you want? Double one, please.
Yeah.
That's two.
It's very awkward.
Well, did you actually start him though, or is he on your bench?
Yeah, no, he started. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It depends. I've gone for ultra budget strike force, where I've got one expensive one, so Kane or Guerrero, and then I've got Hossaloo and De Potra.
Yeah.
And I've been toggling
them.
I've
seen a lot of people with De Potra.
Yeah.
A lot of them. They're loving it.
Well, another option in there is Jordan Ayew scored in that game. And Ash talked about him like a couple of months ago, asking, what's he like? Blah, blah, blah. But he's a very like industrious striker, works hard, doesn't necessarily get goals, but he's now got 3 in his last 5.
Nice.
And two of those, the two games he didn't score in were Tottenham at home and Liverpool away. So they were always going to be tough. But he's kind of replaced... Tammy Abraham kind of took a knock, an injury, and then hasn't really come back. And Ayew's jumped in and done very well. He's now on 70 points this season. It's 5.1 million for 3 goals in 5 games. Isn't bad at all. Obviously, they've got Liverpool coming up again, so not worth looking at for there. But he frees up a lot of money.
He's already played twice the minutes he played last season. Really interesting.
Well, both managers. So even, obviously, they've had a change of manager. Carvajal's in charge there now, but even Paul Clement, he's clearly liked by everyone at the club, because I think if you watch him play, he must cover more kilometres than anyone else on the pitch. He just works so hard, so managers love him. And now he's adding the odd goal, he might be worth. And worst case, you leave him on your bench because you've just afforded yourself an extra 8-9 million midfielder. So
That's when I was asking about him before. Every time I watch Swansea, always seems to be on the ball or in the action.
Yeah, and it's hard to get a 5.1 million player in the game who plays 90 minutes. So that's the hard bit. So he's there. But maybe worth a look.
I guess the problem with him and a few of the other ones is that Swansea are so shit. Well, it's him and, Hossaloo, is that both of the teams are so poor.
Yeah. You have to accept that, they're going to go. There's going to be a lot of weeks where they score 2, but if they're scoring 2 from your bench, it's not really a problem. You just pick the games where, there's a direct correlation, isn't there? Like, if you look at his points wise, he scored 2 points against Spurs and Liverpool, but he scored 8, 7, and 8 against Newcastle, Watford, Palace. If you cherry pick the fixtures with equally shit sides, then, you know, it might work. Elsewhere, Watford drew 2-2 with Southampton. Obviously, Watford, a massive source of cheap players who do well. And, lo and behold, only Craigie's tip from last week, Andre Gray.
Yeah, your tip of the week. Da-ba-da-ba.
But yeah, he scored.
Yeah, he did well there. Yeah, and if you remember, we had the conversation. I said, oh, I've got to bring him in. I've got to bring him in. You sold me to it, Craig. And I said, you're going to bring him in. I'm not. It's going to annoy me. Neither of us brought him in. It still annoyed me. I didn't bring him in. Yeah, should have done this because I had a master plan. And my master plan actually involves little Decore, who scored.
Yeah, always scoring.
I brought him in. Yeah, oh, he's really loving it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's loving it, the lad.
But he's sat on my bench, annoyingly.
Yeah, that must be annoying.
Oh, he's good, isn't he? 5.3.
He's good, isn't he?
He's good.
Oh, he's a good footballer.
Welcome to the game, Ash. He is good, but he's one of those frustrating ones. He's one of those frustrating ones. He's really, really good, but you'll always possibly have him on your bench because you look at Ericsson or Ali or whoever and you're like, well, I'm not going to put him in for him. And he's Kapuwe all over again from last year.
He's got seven goals, but it's literally he scores every four games. So it's like nothing, goal, nothing. Do you know what I mean? That's got to do your fucking tits in.
Yeah, that's really annoying. Yeah.
I just fucking brought him in. Cheers. But they got quite a nice little run, Watford, and I needed someone cheap so that I can bring in Aguero.
And quite a lot of people binned off Richarlison for Decore this week.
Yeah. Well, he's a little bit cheaper, isn't he?
Well, as you pointed out last week, Ash, they've been on such a horrendous run of form as well. I think people kind of jumped off that bandwagon. Yeah. But Southampton are poor as well. So a high-scoring draw probably suited two teams not playing well. West Brom beat Brighton 2-0. Goals from defenders. Johnny Evans and Dawson scoring the goals.
Who the fuck has Johnny Evans in their team? That's what I want to ask.
You mean £30 million rated Johnny Evans? He's courted by all the big clubs because they need an English quota or British, sorry, quota of players in their squad. So that's why the likes of Man City always want him, don't they? But he got a goal. But, you know, West Brom defenders have got heritage, mate. Gareth McCauley, Hegazi.
Do you know what? I thought that. I looked at McCauley and he's just been fucking dead for ages, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's proper
medically dead.
But Hegazi, we mentioned this, I think, when you were in Australia. That he's actually only had about three good game weeks and they came within the first five game weeks. And since then, he hasn't scored more than 6 points.
Yeah, he did.
Or more than 5 points all season.
Yeah, he was just someone at the start of the season, wasn't he, that everyone kind of went, oh, must got to have this guy. But
two massive game weeks and nothing else since.
But West Brom are a team where they're lucky their defenders scoring goals because strikers, they lack. Like Rondon's not a goal scorer. Obviously, they got rid of Arrhenia, who's now not scoring somewhere else. So, and Jay Rodriguez isn't really an out-and-out goal scorer. So, thankfully, then defenders scoring. Spurs, who do love to score goals, battered Everton 4-0. Two for Kane, one for Exton, one for Son. All proper fantasy football stalwarts there. They all love points.
Yeah, well, Son in particular, 6 goals, 5 assists in 9. That lad is unbelievable. I've had him for a good few game weeks. It's about just before Christmas, I think, I brought him in. And reaping the bloody reward.
He's a great player.
He is fantastic. Like, if you watched him, he should have had
another post. Yeah.
He's like their best player. He really is. He makes everything happen. He was incredible.
He's a very good player.
Yeah, and I know Kane plays better for it. And I was one of the people that Captain Kane this week, I know you did as well. Oh, no, we all did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, did we? Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're like sisters. Yeah, we all did. All three of us. We all captained him. But pity couldn't do it for the fucking triple captain as last game when he got fuck all.
I know. My only reservation with Son usually is, he's one of my favourite players. I love watching Son. But, like, is the start situation quite often he's the first to get subbed off or he comes off the bench. But actually, looking at it, he started the last 10 games or 8 games and played a good 70, 80 minutes of each of them. So maybe he is better than Ali because he's outscoring him in the game so far and he's 0.8 million cheaper.
Eight goals this season so far.
He's in that.
It's a bit of a slow start, but
he's in the ridiculous Pogba, Sterling range of like 8
Mahrez,
million
for
midfielders that are way too much. I mean, yeah, you could have Mahrez, Sterling, Son, that's crazy.
Pogba,
all for 8 million.
Yeah.
That's like ridiculous.
Wildcard shit.
Well, it makes you realise that maybe it is worth getting a Jordan Ayew for 5.1 million when there's so many good £8 million midfielders, like 8.2 million pound midfielders. Yeah.
But, I know what you mean, though. I'm kind of, I always feel like that with Son. I always think, oh, is he going to play? Is he not? Because he was always like super sub.
Yeah.
I think it was last season or even the season before when Kane got injured, he came in and he was playing up front and he kept scoring. And I was like, oh, he's the guy to have the second Kane gets injured. And I remember it was one of my tips last season. It's like, Kane's injured, get in Son, and he scored.
Yeah.
And I kind of, in my head, I always still see him as a bit of a super sub. But he's, you know, he does start and play well in his own right now.
I think he's...
Good luck to him.
I think he's sort of got a similar situation to Alonso, where he's quite difficult to bring in, even though he's cheap, without taking a point hit. Like, Alonso is difficult because... Because he's like, say, 7 million.
Mm.
You can't just get rid of a defender and bring him in.
Mm.
You have to do a double swap. Yeah. Where do you get the money from? Unless you've got 3 mil sat in the bank for some reason. And Son is in that... He's cheap, but he still sits at a thing where to bring him in, you either have to get rid of someone that's mega expensive.
Mega expensive, and then you'll have loads of money left in the bank.
Yeah,
which you'll be to do. Yeah.
You get rid of, like, Gross. Mm. But where do you get their extra money from?
Yeah.
Because I still don't know. Son's amazing, but I could see over, like, Mahrez, Pogba... Sterling, he's like about the same, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Over the course of the season,
he's just more of a goal threat because he's like he started every game since game week 14, and that's where he's got his 6 goals. So I don't know.
Although Tottenham
might have to do it.
I don't know now because the Tottenham's next 4 games are Southampton, United, Liverpool, and Arsenal.
Fuck it, mate! Big players scoring big games.
They do, that's very true. And you could easily see him scoring. I mean, Liverpool hemorrhage goals. Arsenal have been fucking dog shit.
Let's talk about that.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
We are.
It's home time now.
Yeah. Bournemouth beat Arsenal 2-1. Jordan Ibe scored his first Premier League goal for them. £15 million badly spent. Bellerin scores 2 in a row. And Callum Wilson scores, who I only really brought in, didn't I?
Yeah, no, I saw that. You brought him in, didn't you? What happened? Why? What made you bring him in? Was that on the wild card you brought him in?
No, I just brought him in using my transfer last week.
It's weird, isn't it? Why'd you do that?
Because he
has hit a lot of form.
I just wanted someone who was going to play 90 minutes. He had played 90 minutes, or he'd started the last 3 games and scored 2 goals.
Two out of three.
And I can't remember who I had before, but it was someone who I couldn't totally rely on. And again, I just didn't want to get put off by the fact he was playing Arsenal, because I think Arsenal, they concede goals against anyone. Same as Liverpool. Absolutely. If Liverpool are playing Swansea, yeah, they might win 5-0 like they did over Christmas, but they could also win 6-2. So fuck it. I didn't need Bournemouth to win. I just needed Wilson to score, and luckily I got both.
I've definitely been looking at Wilson because he has got like 3 and 4, and he has been playing 90 minutes, like you say, and their run's pretty nice actually. They've got a decent run.
He won't
it's
be moving.
Cheap. It's 5.7 mil. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And with Josh King out for the foreseeable, then there's no reason why he can't carry on playing a Defoe out.
He likes an injury though, doesn't he, old surfboard kid?
He's out there.
Surfboard kid.
Waxing his O'Neill.
Yeah, he loves it.
He does like an injury, yeah. And then undoubtedly game of the weekend was Liverpool versus City. 4-3 to Liverpool. 4-1 with about 4 minutes to go, and crazy. City decided to give out some fantasy football points to Gundogan and Bernardo Silva. But it's so
Hacksaw
ridiculous.
Dundagan.
Yeah, which is an excellent name, yeah. It went from being like a brilliant day for Liverpool to probably being a bit annoyed at them because they just gave goals away for no real reason. And they gave goals away because they were Lallana was trying to get some sort of like through ball dinked assist at 4-1, at 3-1 up or whatever. 4-2 up, sorry, my mistake.
Yeah, he came on late.
At 4-2, Lallana, they weren't playing into the corner or anything. They were just sort of, let's try and get another one, I guess, make it look nice.
Yeah, and the pace had really gone out of the game, hadn't it? It was like the last 2 goals were just sort of walked in, like, oh yeah.
It's such a stupid decision. And then, the usual suspects scoring, Sané getting a goal, Salah, Firmino, even Oxlade-Chamberlain scoring.
Fucking amazing, wasn't it?
Mané's goal was insane.
I can tell why you fancy him so much now, Craig.
Yeah, do you see it?
Your boyfriend Mané, yeah.
You see it? I don't have him in my side, though, because I've got Salah and it's quite hard to do. I've got Salah and I've got Firmino now as well.
Firmino's been an incredible shout. He's, number 2 top scoring striker in the game at the moment.
I said right from week 1, didn't I? That 8 million is too cheap.
And I actually said right at the beginning that if I had to pick one flop for the season, it would be him. So I was wrong. But I've got him now, and I've got 3 Liverpool players at the moment. I can't see that changing for a while. They're playing very, very well. And then on Monday night, Man United did the unthinkable and scored 3 goals in 1 game.
Yeah, against rudderless Stoke.
Rudderless Stoke indeed, nice. Yeah.
Rudderless Stoke.
Paul Lambert
and
with the job.
My little tip, Tommy's tip. Just put the tip in. Tommy's tip of Pogba, 2 assists, 2 bonus points. Yes, please, I've got that, lad. Thanks very much.
He very much saved your week.
He helped towards the end, yeah.
Saved, I would say. I'd say
I
saved.
I don't know about saved. I made a couple of decent choices.
I know
week,
that there was so clear space between you and me in the league before Paul Pogba kicked a ball.
Oh.
Pogba and having Jones as well helped. Clean sheet for Jones. 13 clean sheets from 23 game weeks.
Told you, mate.
For United.
Yeah.
Phil Jones has revolutionised their defence. He's back. He's the white Paul McGrath.
Yes.
He's a good player. Ash, who was your tip again, mate?
I think it was Bernardo Silva. Actually.
Oh, no. Bernardo Silva?
No, that's not him, no.
I thought it was a speculative one that Ozil would be after a transfer.
Yeah.
He's apparently not after anything.
No, he's just after a transfer, so he's not playing.
Injury. Yeah, he's injured, apparently.
Sure.
Oh, well, that doesn't. Did he not play?
No.
No.
No, that doesn't count, does it?
So it doesn't count. So your vice captain choice of Bellerin worked out. Yay! I don't know.
That was his vice tip. Yeah. That was the game week as it was. Like Tom said, hell of a week of football. It was really good.
Except for
Chelsea and Leicester. It was all good.
Mm. I benched Otamendi, which I thought was quite.
Ah. Great shout, -1 point. Me and Craig both got Otamendi. I must say, I was watching Craig's team rather closely, especially after last week, him saying, I don't believe that Tom did finish above me twice out of the 3 seasons we've been recording. So the first thing I did Monday morning was I logged on my laptop at work and I went and I proved him wrong on Twitter. I went, here's my season history, here's Ash's, here's Craig's. So
I knew I just wanted to like wind you up and make you go and do it and all that kind of jazz, but fair enough. Either way,
I had to wait
we
all
felt
weekend.
The
to do
I knew
that.
You were watching us all week. Mm.
I was watching but, very closely. Well, very closely.
Well, we'll do the league now, we'll have a look. So the top 10 in the full on Gaffer Tapes League. A lot of green arrows, so people moving up in the top 10 or joining it for the first time. In 10th place is Better Call Salah. In 9th place, Hudges Homies. 8th place, Diamond Dogs. 7th place, Dynamo Chicken Kiev. In 6th place, it's Andrew Duckworth with ABCDEFC. 5th place, Show Me the Mane. And then it's all no change top 4. George Michael's Tackle, Ian McLean. 3rd place, Cruise Control. 2nd place, Joe Stone with For Fuck's Sake, Are You Blind? Always get that wrong. And 1st place, Grant Murphy, Fleeto. So no change in the top 4.
And to give our positions very quickly just before we go for this part, Ash, you're still the daddy of G-Wing, mate. 68th. 1,380 points. You are basically 100 points ahead of me and Craig.
That's quite close. That's not that many points.
Are you being serious? There's a lot of points. That's ridiculous.
I don't think so.
Me and Craig, there's 3 points between me and Craig. There's 100 points, basically.
Over the course of, like, a few games weeks.
I don't know about that. You can just be modest for once.
No,
but
it seems difficult.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's all the point hits that you haven't taken.
Oh. So somebody I was talking to had taken 40 points worth of point hits.
Really?
Yeah, so that's, like, half the gap between
Stupid.
Us.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, you are still the daddy of G-Wing, 68th, 1,380 points. Craig has overtaken me. He's 3 points ahead. He's 420th in the Gaffer Tapes League. I am 436th, only 3 points, 16 places between us. Me and Craig are 8-click wankers.
Is there 3 points between you and Dom as well?
And there's 3 points. Oh, and Dom is 3 points. Yeah, Dominic Monaghan is 3 points ahead of Craig.
How crazy is that?
That's really. So we're all 8-click wankers. We're all wanking 8 clicks.
That's crazy. There's 6 points then between you and
me and Dom.
Dom.
30 places.
Yeah,
6 points.
Mental's
that's
that.
Big league, isn't it? Big bloody league, mate. But yeah. So thus concludes our positions in the Gaffer Tapes League, which you can still join. I do remember the pin, which I believe is 1072-420, or just go to thegaffertapes.com/pin. But yeah, we will be back, me and Ash, in part two to do your social media questions. From what did I say? Well, you're laughing and pointing at that. Did I do it wrong?
I think it's thegaffertapes.com/join.
What did I say?
Pin.
Same thing, innit?
Might be a
pin. But yeah, we will be back in section two to do all your questions and the like. And then we'll be back in part three to celebrate
the
previewings. Yes. Right. So we'll see you in a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. We're having some fucking mega problems here in the studio, so we're going to try and battle through, but so if the rest of the episode is a bit weird, then you
Craig,
know why.
Craig got lost in a microphone.
Craig got lost in a microphone. This is honestly our ninth take so far.
Pretty much.
Let's carry on though. And now, on the plus side, we are going to do social media stuff.
We are, with a little section.
Can I ask you a question first?
Go on.
Do you think it's weird when people say, like, I'm checking my social media? Like that phrase, instead of like Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah. It makes them seem like more important than they are. Yeah, I'm just checking my social media.
Oh, really? I think it's just like things that are too generic. Like if someone says, instead of saying, do you want a tea? They say, do you want a hot drink? I don't like that. It's like you say, do you want a tea? But if someone wants coffee, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then if you went to me, by the way, can I just say you haven't offered me a drink today? I was going to put that.
Oh, yeah.
You never do. I'm so dehydrated when I leave here. It's unbelievable. But thanks. But it'd be nice to just get off an energy drink. But no, if someone goes, do you want a tea? And I wanted a coffee, I'd say, no. And I'd go without. I wouldn't go, no, but I'll have a coffee.
But if someone said, do you want a hot drink?
It's a nice...
I'd go,
yes, please, I'll have a Bovril. And just throw a spanner in the works so they don't really understand.
I'll have some sake.
But we've been checking our social media today. Today, I like that. Yeah. Today. We got one from Rob Priest, who I think is a new man. Or boy.
New to being a man.
Or boy, new to being a man. Do you guys have any news on Firmino's race row incident? Heard it's still ongoing. Could he still get a ban?
Interestingly, go on. Not at all.
Ah, excellent. Lovely stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I think it's... we had a little quick Google, didn't we? And it's kind of still up in the air. Still being reported about on up to pretty much yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, but it has kind of died down. So I heard when it happened on the Twitter, I was checking my social media, and people were saying that he didn't say that. He said something in... Where's he from?
From a place. Yes. From me, no? Yeah, I'm not sure off the top of my head. No.
Brazil?
Oh, I don't know. It's
not going to tell you on there.
Yeah, it's not, is it? Yeah.
He's from a country. This is why we need Craig. Get Craig out of the microphone again. Anyway, he said something. I think he's Spanish, isn't he? Or he's from a Spanish speaking country.
I thought he was speaking Portuguese. Yeah, so he must be Brazilian.
We've come unstuck straight away. 3 minutes into the second section. Gone, where's he from?
He's a Brazilian.
That's where I said first time.
I know, you're right.
We shouldn't doubt ourselves.
Yeah.
Shouldn't doubt ourselves.
So he's speaking Portuguese.
He was speaking the Portuguese. And apparently he said something like fuck off in Portuguese, which made it look like he said a really bad word, which he didn't. I don't know. There's talk that the referee's notes have got to be checked. But yeah, it is a good point because he could still get a ban. Everyone's bang on him at the moment. So keep an eye out is the answer to that question.
If you didn't know, he's actually Brazilian. He's played 14 times for Brazil.
Has he?
Incredible.
How many goals has he scored?
He's only played 18 times for Brazil.
Has he?
So that's
how many goals has he scored?
5 and 18.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Not a bad return. It's not great, is it?
No.
Let's do some other social media questions in a very famous section.
Yeah.
Tweets for my tweet.
Who's asking?
Who's asking? Nick FPL says, quite simply, Son or Mahrez? I think Son.
Oh, I think Mahrez. So
controversy in the studio.
So I did a double transfer because you know I'm doing the thing where I don't take points hits.
Yeah, so you had a couple in the bag.
So I saved my one from last week, which was pretty nerve wracking.
I did the same, actually. Yeah. Nice. It was nerve wracking, was it?
Yeah, going a week without transfers is difficult.
Yeah,
and then because there were loads of tight games going into it. Remember last week we were talking about how there was no real lopsided matchups.
Yeah.
So it ends up where you're looking at your team, you're thinking, God, all my fixtures are terrible. So not making any transfers hurt. But when I made my double transfer this week, I got rid of Kane because I think he's got some difficult games coming up.
Yeah.
Although, like Craig said, you know, good players are going to score regardless. So I brought in Aguero, who's cheaper.
Yes, he is, yeah.
Which meant I can move some money around in the midfield. So I got rid of KDB because I had I got three City players.
Three City players.
So I had to get rid of him. Or not bring in Aguero.
Oh, yeah.
So then it was which one of the mystical £8 million midfielders do you bring in?
Mm-hmm.
So by the same logic as Kane,
yeah,
it's get rid of Son. And then the choices are either Pogba or Mahrez. And Mahrez has got the best fixtures.
So you did Kane and KDB out, Mahrez and Aguero in.
Yeah.
I did. Oh, I've forgotten instantly. I've done Dele Alli.
In.
Out.
Good.
Because I bought him in for that double game
week.
Oh,
right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice.
A couple of game weeks ago. I've got Dele Alli gone and Vardy gone. It's Vardy. He scored, I think, twice in 9 game weeks. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Dele Alli and Vardy out for Aguero and Doucouré in.
Nice.
Better in it. Because yeah, Aguero, we're going to cover that, but coming up, they're at home to Newcastle.
Yeah.
And no Jesus. I think he's going to... And he looked busy. I know he didn't score against Liverpool, but he looked busy. He was there. He did nearly score a couple of times. He was he's doing all of the right things, wasn't he? We have a question about Aguero. To bring in Aguero at home to Newcastle or not? I think so. We've both done it.
Oh, it's both to say.
That answers that pretty much, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, especially there's a lot of people. I guess I wouldn't swap him out for Firmino, obviously, if you happen to have 4 million spare.
Yeah.
But I mean, Kane, it's worth the risk. Although Kane does have a good game next week.
Mm. But I just think there's so many cheap midfielders that you can make. Get rid of a cheap midfielder for someone like Dele Alli. He's not really getting the return. Even Eriksen's not. I know he scored this week, but he's not. Get rid of the more expensive ones. Bring in
midfielder I'd keep.
Get
is
some monies.
Is, oh my God, Salah.
Oh my God, Salah.
Oh my God, Salah.
Oh my God, Salah.
Yeah.
He's smashing it, isn't he? Let's be honest. Best player this season, isn't he? Do you think, take sort of FPL out of it, if you looked at this season so far, who's the standout player?
Him by mile. Salah. He's the most consistent.
Salah Mile.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything, does it? No. Sound like it would. We got another question. Sanchez, a better FPL pick at United or City, lads?
Definitely at United over City lads team.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want him playing for City lads. Well, you do. I'll tell you what, City lads, they'd be beating everyone, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, they would actually. And he scored 58 goals this week.
Tits. Yeah. Do you think he'll be a better FPL pick at United? Well, I think he'll still get rotated at City.
We're talking about this. They don't really have anybody. They don't have anybody who naturally plays left wing apart from Sane, who I think he would get in ahead of.
Yeah.
So I think he would. Oh, no.
But he'd still rotate.
Oh, no, because he plays right wing, doesn't he? Isn't he naturally right-sided?
Sanchez. He plays...
Normally they play him on the right and Ozil on the left, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah.
I guess he can play anywhere across the... Like, in any of those four positions, couldn't he?
Yeah. He didn't do whatever he liked.
I think he'd still be better at City because he doesn't... Like, Arsenal's so shit.
All right, mate. Chill out. I must say, I was chatting to a mate today and we were talking about it and he was just like, I just don't see Arsenal as a big team anymore. I was like, mate, I don't... I think he was expecting to try and rile me.
Oh, I see.
Like, mate, I fucking don't. We ain't finishing top four this season. We're fucked. Do you hear about Gus Hiddink is like apparently already lined up for Wenger's job?
What? I heard Ancelotti.
That's what I meant. What did I say? Gus Hiddink? Where's that come from? I must have been reading the story about Hiddink earlier. Yeah, of course it was Ancelotti. Yeah.
I was going to say, Hiddink. I don't really think of Arsenal as a big club. I mean, they are getting Gus Hiddink in.
Ancelotti. But yeah, it's going to be, so it does really, really look like Wenger is going to leave. But, I mean, what a fucking shit season to leave your second season.
Should have left last.
Finishing. Well, no, he should have left before. He should have left after back-to-back FA Cup wins.
Yeah. Ancelotti would be good.
Yes.
Probably what they need.
You're better than Hiddink, I think. Better than Gus Hiddink. Where did that come from, Hiddink? Yeah. I must have been reading something about Hiddink earlier and just had Hiddink in my head. Very strange. Very strange. We had a tweet from King Chip, patron of the podcast. He said, I haven't got to hear my jingle in so long. Do you remember his jingle? I bet you don't, do you?
Which one was it?
If Craig was here and not in the microphone. I'm the king of the chippers, the Twitter VIP.
Oh, yeah.
Craig come up with that. That's pretty good. He's got some questions for us. Dream jobs is one of them. What's your dream job, Ash? What is your dream job? Can I just say? I'm living my dream right now.
Yeah,
I looked in Ash's eyes when I said that.
Yeah.
What's my dream job? Writing, just being a writer, living in the country. It's been my dream since I was a kid, just living in the country and being a writer, like having dogs and stuff. I watched the thing about this. I'm going to get emotional. I watched the thing about Roald Dahl once, and he used to have this little shed that he used to write in. He used to go down the bottom of his garden. He used to have this old armchair, and he used to put a blanket around him and a little fire and sit and write his books. And I just thought that is the best life. Oh, and wow. I've wanted to do that for years and years and years. And the closest I ever came was I had an operation in 2010. And I went to my mum and dad's and I was off work for like 7 weeks and I just stayed at their place in Devon and I just wrote all day.
Oh my God. And
while I was off work sick.
You'd get proper cabin fever. You'd go mental.
No, I loved it.
Really?
I did it. Oh, I loved it. It was gutter.
I would properly imagine like after about 3 weeks, they'd be like in the bloody...
All work and no play makes Tom a dull boy.
Yeah, or in the like Heatherford Gazette. It'd be like... Noted cat strangler.
found bored and naked in his parents' B&B. But yeah, that's my dream job. What's yours?
I don't know, really. I like my job. So.
I'm so envious of people like you. I like my job. I cry every Sunday night and dig my fingers into my testicles because I fucking despise my job. I've been so down. Anyway, thanks, Chippy. He also said he did ask an FPL question. What's your best wrong named FPL 11? Rushton, etc. Well, we already had Chigwell, didn't we?
There's only three. I mean, there's going to be fucking
Rushton, Chigwell. Loads. No, there was a few. Okachani.
Oh yeah.
Who's the other one? Oh, it was someone else.
Obviously. Anyway. Wallers.
Yeah, Wallers. And he even suggests give Wallers the armband. And he says, and finally, who is more liked?
Liked.
Who is more liked, Trump, Mourinho, John Terry, or Hollywood Hulk Hogan?
Who the fuck is Hollywood Hulk Hogan? Is that a YouTube guy?
Oh, mate, here we go. Hollywood Hulk Hogan. So Hulk Hogan was always... I love when it's just me and you, because Craig's not there to pull it back. He'd go, right, come on, you talked about sticking your fingers in your testicles and Roald Dahl, let's bring it back. Hollywood Hulk Hogan. So Hulk Hogan was always a baby face, what's known as like a crowd pleaser. He was a good guy in wrestling, always. For 20 years.
Yeah.
And then he signed to WCW and he was a good guy. And then he turned bad. He joined the NWO, which was Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. He joined them and then he took off his trademark red and yellow gear and he was wearing black and white. And he was Hollywood Hulk Hogan. He was a bad guy. He was fucking brilliant. Part of the NWO.
Is it just...
Loved him.
Going Hollywood, is that what made him bad?
I don't know why it was Hollywood. Maybe because he talks about, I'm from Hollywood, brothers. Because, you know, he talks about like, being a bit...
That's
a
good Hollywood impression.
That was all right, wasn't it?
It's good, yeah.
Brothers. Yeah, so who's more liked? It's got to be...
But specifically Hollywood.
Hollywood Hulk, yeah, he was a bad guy, but I loved him. But it was great.
I think...
Really good. Although I preferred Sting, if you don't mind me saying. Sting was my favourite WCW wrestler.
What, Hollywood, the guitarist guy?
Hollywood? No, yeah. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
God, that's... I don't know.
Go for the police.
I
don't know, they're all fucking idiots, aren't they? Let's be... Probably Mourinho. Right, thanks, Chippy. Let's do a couple of emails before we go, and then there's a bit of reviewing happening in part three. Let's read an email. D. Williams emailed us. All right, he is a very Irish gentleman, I believe, from previous emails, but I won't read the email out.
Oh, I was going to say, come on, I won't be able to get that. I could do it in a Northern Irish accent.
Peaky Blinders. Go on then, do it in a Northern Irish accent. He might not be from Northern Ireland.
No,
don't want to fucking get that shit wrong. I've been watching Peaky Blinders, mate. All kicks off. All right, lads.
That's good.
That's right. All right, lads, happy new year! Ruined it. Who is the must-have player for anyone wildcarding, excluding Arnautovic? Sound lads, Dara Williams. There's another Dara that emails us as well. Yeah, maybe one's from Northern Ireland, one from regular Ireland.
Oh, maybe they can meet on the border and cuddle.
Meet on the border, photo opportunity, two Daras don't make a right, or something like that. Oh. Send it to us, we'll tweet it, it'll go virus. Yeah. Arnautovic. We said Arnautovic was like the number one pick to wildcard, wouldn't it? So I would still say him. I would have said Lingard before this last game week, but he didn't really do much. So I still think Lingard, Arnautovic. I think there's a lot of cheap players you can bring in. What do you reckon, mate?
Well, I mean, if you're like completely wildcard, because we don't know the state of his team, obviously you've got to get in fucking Salah.
Yeah, you
because
have
people
to.
Will be thinking about not.
And he can be your one expensive midfielder, and you can fill it with the likes of Decore and Arnautovic and Lingard. Pogba's still really cheap. Or get a few of these 8-point whatevers that we've mentioned.
I would get in the Man United goalkeeper, Man United defender.
Jones all day long. Phil Jones that he fucking loves.
Well, or Valencia.
Point. Or Valencia now he's back. Yes.
Get in De Gea, one of their defenders, a Chelsea defender.
Mm.
Chelsea defensive lineup.
Yeah.
Salah is a must-have, I think, as well. Pogba, Sterling are both
yeah.
must-haves pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what?
Anybody
if
else
you get all
mixture,
those in, you'll realise you've still got quite a bit of money left.
Yeah. I think outside of that, it doesn't really matter too much. It's just got to have that core.
Yeah, Rolando Aaron's on the bench. Just for comedy value.
To stay there.
Just to stay there. Lovely. Hope that answers your question, Dara. Nick Burnley Hall, who's our little doctor friend.
Yeah.
That sends us a little email. He said, quick and painless this week. Best third striker option, 6 mil or less. Now that Dominic, what, who was he going to say? Dominic Calkin-Guis Lewin something.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Calvert-Lewin. He's just written his name very silly manner. Isn't starting for Everton. They're all a big pile of wank, as far as I can see. Cheers, Dr. Bumley Hole. Which is nice. Well, we mentioned a few of the 6 mil or less strikers earlier. Yeah,
they are all pretty pants, to be honest. Depotra, are you? Like Andre, are you? Gray.
Wilson.
Wilson, Joselu.
Yeah.
They're all pretty...
Callum Wilson, I think.
Callum Wilson's good. He's got not a bad... He's got a nice little run-up. You could play him.
Who's your little mate that you've got, sorry?
Joselu, Joselu from Newcastle and Depotra.
Oh, and Depotra, that's it. Depotra, yeah.
Yeah. I think... I'd go for Williams. He's like... He's the juicy dangler, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to tempt you in. They got West Ham. I think he'll probably score against them. Chelsea, maybe not. But then Stoke, Huddersfield, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Like, you just want someone that you can rotate in because he's not going to play every week, is he?
Yeah, that's true. Who's the other little fella? Murray.
Yeah, yeah.
Bloody Murray. Yeah, Murray might be worth looking at if the fixtures are right. But again, just have him on the bench and rotate him in when, you know, if he's away to United, maybe don't put him in. But if he's, you know, at home to Stoke.
Yeah, to put it in perspective, all these players we've mentioned are within 10 points of each other.
Really?
So of the league, it really doesn't matter. They're like so close.
There you go, Dr. Bumley Hole. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us for the social media, Twitter, Facebook super section.
/ testicles and roll dial.
Yeah, we've nice.
Irish accent time.
We sidetracked it big time.
Yes.
We will be back for part three with a little quick rundown as we're still having technical problems here. Thank you very much for joining us. See you in a second.
Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig. Just me, Craig. As you know, we've had a bit of a chaotic disaster with Tom and Ash having to do part two on their own and me doing part three on my own, which feels like a bit of a rough deal for you and for me. But I'm just going to whiz through the fixtures and obviously in the absence of a proper quiz, leave you with a little riddle. But looking ahead to the game week's fixtures, we start off with Brighton versus Chelsea. It might seem like a bit of an obvious one and might well be Alvaro Morata's last chance for fantasy football owners. We talked about it earlier in the pod and he doesn't really look like he's cutting the mustard for us anyway, even if he is for Conte. Arsenal take on Palace, which sadly isn't Wenger's last chance for a lot of Arsenal fans. But Bellerin may be worth a look. I don't think, we talked earlier how you probably wouldn't want any Palace players in your lineup, but I'm not convinced you want any Arsenal ones in there either. And serves them right for slagging off Giroud for so many years when they would love him to be fit right now. Burnley take on Man U. Despite being in seventh, Burnley actually in quite poor form their last five, but I still think it's probably a safe bet for rear guard action. I wouldn't be scared to have a defender from both. It could be a 0-0, or obviously if you've got Pogba, Lingard and the like, you're going to play them in the hope that they score points. Everton take on West Brom. We predicted last week on the pod that Tosin's arrival might eat into minutes of Calvert-Lewin, or you're absolutely right, Calvert-Lewin benched for Tosin his first game. If you saw the game, obviously they got a doing off Spurs, but he is a classic Allardyce striker, but he seems to have good feet, he is aggressive, he caused a lot of problems for centre-halves, and I'm tipping him this week at 7.5 million. I brought him in to my draft league, my Togger League, I got him straight in, and I think he could grab a few goals between now and the end of the season, and with West Brom, they've scored less. Only Brighton and Swansea have scored less than West Brom this season. They really can't score goals. They're very reliant on their defence, but I think Everton could put a couple past them. And also, maybe it's time Gylfi Sigurdsson got to come back into our teams. It's sad to see him not scoring points, isn't it? Or sad to see him playing for Everton, truth be told. Leicester play Watford, which just seems like it could be goals, goals, goals. You know, Watford haven't been on great form, but still scoring goals. All those various Watford midfielders you'll probably leave on the bench have a chance to score. Stoke play Huddersfield. And to be honest, I can think of family members' funerals that I'd rather go to than that game. Stephen Ireland started a game last week in the Paul Lambert reign, so God knows what's going to happen. They do have money, though, so they could well sign players that you might want to bring in during the window. West Ham play Bournemouth, which presumably is a chance for Arnautovic and Lanzini to continue their FPL form. And Tom has picked for the week. His tip for the week is Callum Wilson, which is interesting because obviously I brought him in to my side last week, actually did it against Arsenal. It's a bold move. He scored, got me 12 points, and then Tom tips him, which kind of feels not really like a tip, does it? You kind of feel shortchanged there, but that's Tom. And you should know as well, Ryan Fraser seems to be going a bit unnoticed. He hasn't really developed into the player that it looked like he might, but he's got 2 goals and an assist in his last 2 appearances at 5.1 million. So I'm not saying to bring in him, but it might be worth keeping an eye on his game time, on his points, because he could be a shrewd move. Man City are home to Newcastle, which famously is the, I think, is the Aguero 5-goal haul fixture from a few years ago where people triple captain. It might be the first year of triple captain. Ash has gone not one better than the triple captain, but he's tipping Aguero this week, which might not seem like a big tip. With Jesus out, you're presuming he's going to score, he's going to play and score. But he's taken out Kane. Ash has taken out Harry Kane to put in Aguero in his side, opening the door for us all to overtake him, hopefully, is the plan. Saints play Spurs. Saints very much in danger of being relegated. Spurs aren't going to help, and you don't need me to tell you. Son, Kane, Eriksen, Ali, Ben Davis, Jan Vertonghen, get them all in. Dress them up as other people if you can to get 7 of them into your side. But I'm sure it's a week to play 3 Spurs players, that's for sure. And Swansea play Liverpool. A sort of history of upsets in this fixture. Swansea have had 3 wins and 3 draws in their 13 Premier League games against them. They won 3-2 at Anfield last season. I was there for that. But this does feel like a slightly different matchup given Liverpool's turn them over 5-0 at Christmas. I'm going to be captaining Salah away from home, which is a bit of a golden rule not to. And no tips would inform you about Liverpool stars. You know everything you need to know about the likes of Firmino and Salah and what they can do. But Andrew Robertson might be worth looking at. He's probably their most improved player over the last month. He's 4.7 million, which is the kind of Brighton Huddersfield defender range. And although they're not notorious for clean sheets, he looks like a regular starter left back now. And he is a very good cross of the ball, which he was doing that back in his Dundee United day. So it looks like he might be making the step up to play for Liverpool regularly. So yeah, a bit of a weird podcast this week, but thank you very much for listening, guys. We don't have the normal quiz, but I'll leave you a little riddle and you can tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with the answer if you know it. It's another Who Am I? I'm a Champions League runner-up. I've played with Gareth Bale, Eddie Howe, Shaqiri and Jamie Redknapp, but I've only ever won one trophy. So who am I? Thanks so much for listening, guys. I know it's only me in part 3. It's a bit disappointing for all of you. But follow us at the Gaffer Tapes. Get on Facebook / The Gaffer Tapes and email us info@thegaffertapes.com. All the best luck with the game week, and we'll be back next week with a full pod, full quiz, we promise. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.